Welcome to the Emo Social Club podcast, the podcast about music, news, and interviews. I am Brian.
And I'm Lizzie.
This is a podcast for those who are fans of emo music, people who are fans of emo cultures, emo people, emo attire.
People who are emo adjacent or wanting to explore
emo
field.
We have decided to become cultural critiquers, cultural purveyors of emo. And so in this episode, we do not have an interview. We have a react video that we did on YouTube. It is a reaction to the popular Twitch streamer Hassan Abi becoming emo with the help of Johnny Gilbert, and Jake Weber, who turned him emo aesthetically. So obviously, we're going to be talking a lot about fashion in this, and maybe you won't see what all the fashion is, but we have a good conversation about, you know, how we dressed in high school and when we were starting to get into the emo scene, what is or what isn't emo. So there's still good stuff there. We talk a little bit about the music they're showing in. We get into all kinds of stuff. So I still think it's good to listen to, and obviously the YouTube video is over there on our YouTube channel, Emo Social Club on YouTube. You can find it there. On your way there, when you're on the internet, make sure to go to all of our social media websites. We own all of them. We are the Elon Musk of our own domain.
So crazy.
At Emo Social Club on Instagram, at X Emo Social Club X on TikTok and Twitter.
And thank you for over 5K on
5K
TikTok.
5K on TikTok,
let's
dude.
Go.
So we've been popping off a little bit over on the TikTok. We got clips of all of our stuff. So, you know, you can always check us out over there. Follow if you like a lot of the like little bits. We're getting in a lot of conversations. That's a great place to go and join the convo of what we're talking about with all this stuff. So if you're feeling engaged, if you want to feel engaged with this, come on over.
If you're feeling chatty, you want to drop a hot take that maybe Brian will aggressively respond to.
Yeah. Don't be mean, or unless you're ready for the smoke.
Yeah.
But I think this is a pretty like innocuous episode. We had a lot of fun, and Hassan I'm a fan of Hassan's. I watch Hassan's streams. It's like a long podcast during the day when I got to do other stuff, and I just listen to him talk about things. So, we're glad that he did this, and we should maybe check out the YouTube video, like and subscribe and comment, please. YouTube.com/emosocialclub. We also have a Patreon. You can check us out over there. We have extended versions of a lot of our podcast episodes, some cut content, some behind the scenes stuff is over there. You can go and check out patreon.com/emosocialclub. It's only $1 to join. We're keeping the price low, but it helps to keep the lights on over here. It helps support us as the podcast. It all goes back into creating the content and keeping the lights on for all the lights that we have.
We have a lot more hair lights. I mean, I have a hairline now. It's not just Brian. It's getting pricey over here.
It's getting pricey. We got to pay a lot for hair lights and all of our hair products. Yeah, that's it. Let's get into this episode. This is our reactions to emo Hassan. Hassan becomes emo. We here on the Emo Social Club tend to think of ourselves as purveyors of emo culture and the emo lifestyle. That's who we think we are.
I think we're actual tastemakers, arguably.
Honestly.
Allegedly.
I do too. I think we're tastemakers. I think we're curators. I think we are people to look to be like, I want to know what I can do to be emo.
I want to know what the cool emo kids are listening to nowadays. I want to be hip. I want to be in it.
That's the big thing about us. We're very music inclined. And we're like, it's all about the music. It's like those Hot Topic wristbands, like all about the music.
Well, we're trying to bring them back too, don't worry.
We're trying to bring it all back. Popular, famous Twitch streamer, Hassan Piker, Hassanabi, did an emo stream where he became emo. Now, he's a large streamer who has no idea about music. He oftentimes says, I don't listen to music.
How do you just not listen to music? Like, what do? Just sit with your thoughts?
Podcast. I think a lot of people just don't need the same outlet that we do. And that's okay.
So you mean they're not mentally ill?
It has to exist.
You're saying they're not mentally ill, Brian?
No, I think that... I do think there are people who don't need to listen to music. That's not the point. So he invited on Jake Weber and Johnny Gilbert, two emo influencers who have been doing a lot of stuff on TikTok. They've got like millions of followers over there. And so I guess there was some collaboration that went into this of having Jake and Johnny come over to Hassan's stream and turn him emo. Now, I don't necessarily care about how they make him look.
How they make him look.
Obviously, we know how these guys look and what they kind of did with the makeup and the tattoos.
The aesthetic and everything.
Yeah.
The way you say tattoos.
Tattoos. I have not watched the stream. I'm generally a Hassan... I'm a Hassanabi head. I'm an enthusiast about a lot of his other content too.
You met him in Vegas.
I did meet him in Vegas during When We Were Young Fest. So it was the emo fest. There were a bunch of emos hanging out and then a bunch of Twitch streamers. And
the weirdest weekend.
Yeah. I'll say he was very nice, but he was also enjoying Vegas. So, yeah, you know,
it was,
whatever.
It was like 4:35 in the morning.
We're going to watch the stream. I don't really care about what he looks like. I don't care about the fashion. I don't care about that. That is obviously its own thing. It's taken on a life of its own. We do want to see if they talk about any music and what kind of music that Johnny and Jake are talking about in this and what they're selling Hassan on. I think we might have a little bit of critiques for that and maybe some suggestions from ourselves of what music maybe Hassan should check out to be emo.
Yeah.
Or anybody else who may be interested in becoming emo in this way. And of course, my culture is not your fucking costume. Let's go.
I don't know anything about being emo. I don't
either, honestly.
I watched none of this. I didn't see any of this. I have a pretty strong feeling that Panic! The Disco is the emo band they lean to the most.
Trying to teach Hassan about Panic! The Disco.
I mean, it is more approachable for a lot of people. It's easier on the ear.
The meme that I kind of think they always go with is the, oh, I chimed in. There's the memes on TikTok like that, and then there's the Secondhand Serenade one.
Right.
So these memes are there for most people to understand kind of the concept. I wonder if that's the band that they're going to use. I would say My Chem is like the
right,
clear
but
example.
I will say if you were to put most My Chem songs that isn't teenagers, really.
You just throw Helena on. They're
maybe
convinced. They understand. They understand the image. They understand the style. They understand it's about death. They understand the musical stylings.
All of it is almost about death, Bessie.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Like, My Chem and Helena is like the perfect distillation of that to show somebody to be like, what would you say emo is? And that's why, like, it's in every thumbnail.
What is emo?
Pretty much if you look at me, that's pretty much it. I don't honestly know. People have different definitions. Like, people say it's music-based or emotion-based or aesthetic-based and everything.
Or all of it, dude.
I really think
all
it's
of it
everything.
One.
So,
okay, if they're saying it's everything, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, it's pretty much just music-based.
I mean, at this point, it is music-based. Even when we were younger, people would say, like, oh, you're not emo if you don't dress this way. Like, nowadays, there's people who grew up out of, like, the clothing style of it, but they do still, like, listen to it.
I think that musically, it's wider. And I think aesthetically, it doesn't always have one lane to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who look like Johnny and Jake, and there are people who look like a flannel shirt and scraggly hair and glasses and still are considered emo. Like,
yeah,
the OG emo type stuff, the Midwest emo type stuff versus like the mall goth, mall emo type stuff. And all of that is under the umbrella of emo. So I do think that like there is an aesthetic thing to it, but it is not the defining characteristic because even that has
right,
like a lot of different levels to it. The emo genre does, but I think it has enough that like connects it between everything, you know, even just down to like guitars, bands, usually dudes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But like those kind of stylings to it in the music is pretty consistent across everything, whereas the aesthetic is not. That would be my argument.
Yeah. And plus aesthetic now has gotten just more into like the fashion mainstream that if you were to go up to some people, they may say, oh, I don't know this music. I listen to so whatever other genre. They just want to be on the trend flow.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we argued about this, you know, 20 years ago, sure, it would have been different, but it is what it is. I look more if somebody tells me their top five, like favorite bands or bands they're listening to at the moment rather than what they're apparel is at this point.
Yeah. There's plenty of dudes who dress like Johnny who may not be quote unquote emo.
Yeah.
Because leather jackets are just everywhere. Which reminds me, I need to buy a new leather jacket for this year.
So emo is also a music genre though. It's like a type of
you
music.
Know what, from an outsider's perspective, I'd say the difference between something like emo and goth. I've always heard that goth has like a morbid, like beautiful outlook on the world and emo is just more centered around like emotions.
Self-pity.
Yeah. Self-pity.
I mean, he's not wrong. But I do think there's a lot of overlap.
Well, nowadays, too, like if we go back to fashion, there's people saying I'm dressing goth, but it's really emo and vice versa.
Yeah.
And a lot of that fashion is just starting to intermingle together because it just takes on a mind of its own after a certain point.
Yeah.
You call an emo a goth, they might not be as upset. If you call a goth an emo, it's game over for you, homie. It was nice knowing you. You're about to be a ghost and the main character in their next industrial song.
When I was in high school, I would refer to myself as a goth. Well, I just didn't want to be considered emo. Once the popular kids started talking to me about Fall Out Boy and the Used, that was when I knew, like, okay, I don't fucking care anymore. But before that, it was like, no, I have to call myself goth, because otherwise people will make fun of me and they'll be all this other shit with it. I have friends that were like, I listen to Death Cab for Cutie, but that shit's not emo. And it's like, sure is, man.
Have you ever listened to I Will Follow You?
But then
the
it's
dark?
Like, okay, so that person who listens to Death Cab is like, I don't want to be called emo either. But it's like, well, okay, but you also don't look it, so you can kind of pass. Yeah. I'm like, I look goth.
Brian really committed to the bit. That's the thing.
Like, I'm wearing eyeliner to school. Like, I'm goth.
TikTok has revitalized the emo scene and created way more posers.
I can fake emo posers.
Jake Weber effect.
It's the Jake Weber effect.
So let me ask you this question: is this emo?
So my YouTube title.
Yeah.
I did for one thing that I haven't done again since 2020.
Yeah, come on, bestie.
Moving on.
And with the haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, is that emo?
Yeah,
I would say
absolutely.
So.
Oh, he's emo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said, and people were like,
not tragedies. Yeah.
Even if some things aren't the standard emo, if it's like adopted by the emo culture, I feel like that makes it emo as well.
Okay.
Trying to explain to him OG emo
Kakumatsu
and regular and like what the mainstream emo is.
His
brain would break.
He does have reference on like nu metal, like late 90s, like break stuff, Korn, Rage Against the Machine. And to say that, like, oh, when you go to an emo night, you're also going to hear those songs.
Yeah.
You're like, this isn't emo. And it's like, yeah, but like you said, it's embraced by the emo culture.
It's adjacent.
Warped Tour, like being way like variety, like punk rock, pop punk, new metal, metalcore, like all this stuff. It's like all of it can be said to be emo in some way. So we just have to accept that, like, it's also just accepted within the subculture.
We know when we're talking about it to most people, we're not going to say this, like, Rage Against the Machine is emo. Sonically, absolutely not. Like, anybody could tell that. But it just makes sense if you're like, oh, I'm going to go to, like, emo night. It's kind of like has just alt style music at this point.
Is this emo? Is this emo? Vans Warped Tour.
For sure emo.
Yes.
The state of Arkansas.
It's got depressed people.
Ohio.
Ohio's
super. It's for
Ohio's
lovers.
Emo.
Okay.
It's for lovers. There we go.
I was going to say, Arkansas,
like,
no. Ohio is emo.
Yeah.
Ohio has churned out a lot of fucking
emo bands. Yeah.
You got Hawthorne. You got Devil Wears Prada. You got Attack Attack.
They're from Ohio.
Oh, they're from Ohio.
Okay.
Bill Murray is currently on a world tour of Ohio. Ohio is, I think, maybe one of the most emo states.
Probably next to us in Illinois.
Exactly. Only because it's Midwest. It's still Midwest. If Ohio was like East Coast, it'd be like, nah.
Doc Martens, are they emo?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. I have Doc Martens.
Are they black?
Yes.
Okay, you're in the clear.
You guys told
me
ahead of time.
Yeah, if they weren't black, they'd still be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have multiple pairs of black Doc Martens, so yes.
Yeah, we went to Hot Topic and we did a little shopping for you.
You have multiple emo fits.
The one benefit of emo band shirts and Hassan is that they do come in like 3X. He's a big guy.
I was about to say, I'm like, I know he's like, he's a muscular
guy.
Big.
He's just tall.
I was like, wait,
large,
you would need to make sure it would, unless you want to get that like crop top skin fit, which listen, it's almost summer.
They're
boys
in LA.
Can be
it's
in crop
nice.
Tops.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, they can always be in crop
emo
tops.
Emo crops.
Are these pants emo?
Ooh, wow. No.
They're not emo.
I don't.
Are they not?
You don't think so? I mean, how's the fit?
I would think they would be.
They're skinny. They got the, I would. Maybe I just can't see them well with the camera.
If it has studs on it, like, here's the thing. Sometimes people, when it comes to fashion too, they'll judge a lot of alternative fashion based on where you buy them. But I think people forget that when we were kids in the emo scene, we were like scraping by and thrifting or adding things.
Only Hot Topic or only... I did a lot of Army Surplus stuff.
Yeah, I did like a lot of Goodwill. I would take my friends' old clothes that they didn't want anymore, which I did with you too. I took your old shirts.
Took all my old band shirts.
Like, it's still like, I'm scrappy. We're little raccoons trying to find the very best clothes for the cheapest option. And I feel like, I mean, I had pants that were kind of like that were from Forever 21. And I had them for forever just because they had little studs on the pockets. And I always thought like, this is a punk look. But some people would ask and say, like, no, it's from Forever 21. I'm like, homie, are you going to drop $60 for trip pants for me? I didn't think so.
No.
They look like they would fit, like, as if you got them from Champs.
Okay, I have black Converse for shoes, and I have the platform. Here, I'm going to show them to you.
Okay. I think the boots are the way to go.
We got these boots that I wear all the time. They're pretty emo, I think.
Yeah, this gives more like, oh, I'm like.
He's starting to talk like, you know, your older brother, your dad, is like, they're pretty emo, I think.
I think they're pretty cool. I think I can blend in with your friends. Yeah, I can be cool when I take you to the Warped Tour.
What should I wear when I take you to the concert? Should I wear these? I think they're pretty emo. Oh, God, Dad.
They're like, this polo, it's black. I think it's really nice. You have the Ralph Lauren look.
I did black polos for a minute there. Like, I was doing
that.
Like,
was a part of like the OG emo aesthetic. Yeah. Yeah. So you weren't far off.
It was, it's because my chem had the I'm Not Okay video, which is more like prep school type stuff. They had like the Rushmore theme to that. And so it was more like collegiate and doing preppy styles, but doing it in an edgy way, basically. Right. So you'd have more like stripes, you'd have studs on it. You'd have a black polo button.
It was
all the
a little
way
bit
up.
More low key.
Yeah. I was like, let's talk about only the music stuff they talk about. And now we're talking about the fashion.
Well,
this
is the main segment.
Apparently.
Of it.
I'm hoping they talk more about music.
Those go so good, like good with a band tee and black skinny jeans. Like,
it's
that's
just basic. It's flawless.
It's the starter.
Yeah, it's flawless. It's something that you just throw on and it's easy when you just need to run out the house.
When
or
you boot
chill.
Up Tony Hawk's Create a Character, you start off with Converse, skinny black or gray jeans and a band t-shirt. And then you go from there.
You build it up.
What? This t-shirt from Racial. No Racist Idols.
I'd say that's punk as fuck.
Yeah, that's punk.
It's punk. I've never claimed to be emo, but I'm always next to this guy.
Yep. Is Joy Division emo?
I don't even know.
Joy Division's goth.
Yeah. I
don't Joy know Division is goth.
He's wearing a My Bloody Valentine shirt, which is also shoegaze goth, so.
Yeah.
It just says, I don't listen to music because it fucking sucks.
That shirt is fire. That shirt's fucking
Brian's
fire.
Brian's looking it up right now. He wants
shirts
it.
Shirtsthatgohard.com. Make it.
So leather jackets are emo.
Correct.
Yeah.
Emo, goth, punk, everyone.
But
it's
I
for everyone.
I have some other stuff that also could be featured or factored.
That totally
in.
Fits. Yep.
Wow.
That's
amazing. Yeah.
That's
rocks.
More punk.
That fucking.
That is my chem Danger Days.
I could see it.
The American flag on emo stuff started to come around during that era of like 2007 or so. Like then Hot Topic was even selling like some American flag, like tattered flag stuff. Yeah.
Probably 10 years ago at this point is at a Marshall's.
It's so cool how the flag's distressed.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's literally Ralph Polo.
That definitely is emo.
Scum.
Society continuously underestimates me. Scum.
I would say that's.
That's pop punk. Yeah. I could see that.
I thought you were just going to say society. Come. I would go pop punk with that too. But I would also wear the shit out of that.
I know you would.
God. Hassan has some fashion where I'm like, no, thank you. But then he has some where I'm like, okay,
yes.
Like wearing scum. Like, that's good. Camo is the new thing that I'm like, guys, goth camo.
Hey guys, guess what? We have more emo social content for you that gets left on the cutting room floor and just extended interviews and all other shenanigans over on our new Patreon. Well, not new, a little bit revamped Patreon. So just for either free $99 or $1 a month, if you want to get access to a little bit more content. You can support us in what we're doing here at ESC and all the content that we are putting out. And of course, just consume more of us in our maybe bad takes. You can check it out through the link in the bio or simply search on Patreon Emo Social Club.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be straightening your hair? You want me to do your actual
cute.
Hair?
I mean, it's up
gotta
to
do
you.
It.
I don't care. I'm.
You're committed.
I'm committed.
Just commit
gotta
to
do
the
it,
bit.
Bro.
That's good.
Quick aside. Jake's voice is excellent. I really like Jake's voice.
Okay.
Just so deep. And just yeah, that's the one, dude. Hell yeah, corpse. So assuming that they cut out some of the music on this, and I thought they might talk about it and keep that part in, but clearly they were talking about Pierce the Veil, King so, for a Day.
Yeah.
I see someone in chat said this is post-hardcore. This album came out in 2012, I believe. So that's even like almost 10 years away from the original versions of like Jimmy World and Newfound Glory and all the bands that like came out in the early 2000s. Even 10 years later, there's something that now we are like, this is straight up an emo thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's different iterations. And because basically Mall Emo ran with it when it came out, it developed
regular
into what
emo
it is.
Walks so Mall Emo could run.
Yeah.
I would not call Pierce the Veil post-hardcore, would
no,
I?
No, that's stretching it.
But are they not? Because they have the screaming.
Like, I know, but I mean, even screamo? Listen.
We just call it screamo?
When they were out, I just classified them as screamo. Like them, Bring Me the Horizon, all of that was just screamo. That's what we just classified it as a whole. Now it's all very, very different classifications.
Yeah, I put The Used in screamo. And I put My Chem's original stuff more in that screamo post-hardcore vibe. But then I think once it became more mainstream and had like the more production behind it, then I think it became more of like that emo mall goth type. That's more of aesthetic, I guess. That's really not mall goth is not a genre. Mall goth is the aesthetic of the people who listen to it.
People will say it if they are doing some type of like editorialization of it.
Yeah.
And are like, because mall emo. If you say mall emo, mall goth, it all
you understand
encompasses
it.
The same vibe. And usually it's used in a derogatory way.
Fuck them. Anyway, I would put Pierce the Veil in emo, but Sleeping with Sirens in emo as well.
Yeah.
I feel like your hair would be very luscious long.
It was very luscious. I signed in with the
haven't you people ever heard of. God, edit goes hard.
Did you just tuck in your shirt?
Yeah, not emo?
Don't do that.
Okay, I'm not tucking my shirt.
All right.
Untuck.
I've been trying to do that sometimes too, though.
Just to goof.
Yeah, just to see what happens. What are they going to do? Oh, you're not emo because you tucked it in. I'm emo and I tucked it in. What you gonna do now?
Someone said you're both very handsome. I feel like that was like someone's like mom.
Cute. Type.
Lizzie.
What?
Do you think they're cute emo boys?
Yeah.
Okay. I do too. I guess.
Were you like waiting for like the feminine approval?
No.
Okay.
Just seeing if you think that these two emo boys are the emo boys. Like you like clean shaven.
I do like clean shaven guys.
And long haired swoopy boys.
Ryan's really just like outing my preferences to the public here.
No, I've done that many times. Swaco, come on the pod.
Shut up. You listen to him? Ready. Hell yeah.
Someone brought up him in the chat that Jake is responding to. And him is definitely emo.
I guess it just him never came on the emo scene like at all.
Not for you. You weren't old. You were too young.
I was a child, a literal child.
Like him was with Bam Margera, Baby La Bam, who was very like at the time, like prime emo aesthetics. I would not consider Bam emo. I would consider it more like even the music like CKY and stuff is more like alternative metal almost.
Yeah.
Like
I would never put CKY in fucking.
Or punk or metal but him aesthetically was emo as shit. It was in that like new metal and metal scene, but they had their like metal riffage was very muted. And there was a lot more focus on like the lyricism and the sort of like it almost more of a shoegazy vibe to it.
Okay.
And a lot of the lyrics were very metal lyrics, but also had a lot of very emo lyrics, which were primarily about love and killing yourself.
Okay.
Him is so good. Him is really good.
I mean, from what I listen to, I like it. It's just not anything I ever got into.
Him is so
good. I'm not like adverse to it.
Yeah, dude, I got the him tattoo right here, heartogram. Baby.
Okay, let's
is fucking emo. The heartogram is emo.
No, yeah, if you look at that symbol, I was like, oh, that's cool, but I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Doesn't matter, it's a heartogram. It's a sick symbol. Dude, imagine designing one? That. No, I would absolutely get one just for goofs.
Wait, it looks like you're painting my eye.
Well, that's makeup. The fuck? We're the expert here, okay? Hey, what the hell?
Okay, I don't think any of us are, Johnny. But don't go, just kind of more like tight rubs.
Tonight will be the night.
Yeah.
Let them shave you so it's real. So emo doesn't have a beard.
No.
Okay, argument. It's because they were children when this aesthetic was made.
Well, now you make
made.
It weird.
No, they were kids when they were...
Well, I mean, a lot of them, they probably couldn't grow beards.
It's hard to play the part, like, to look emo with a beard.
Oh, it's fine, though. We'll
More
make
like
it work.
Indie rock.
Should I shave it?
Sure, but, I mean, I'm just gonna throw out again. Taking Back Sunday, Census Fail, Thrice, all bands that would be considered emo in that emo scene. All beards.
Blondes are not emo?
They are, but they have to dye their hair.
Something.
Honestly?
Kind of going.
Yeah.
You look like Adam Lambert, but you look fine.
We love Adam Lambert.
I love Adam Lambert, but you look like Adam Lambert.
Adjacent Lee emo, I would say.
Adjacent.
Yeah, look at him.
Holy shit, dude. You look like Anthony Padilla.
I could see that, honestly.
Yep.
That's not a bad thing. He's a good looking
guy. No, he is so handsome.
Anthony Padilla emo.
Oh, yeah. Tracks that he spat with Boxman? Absolutely.
How do you feel about Hassan without a beard versus Hassan with a beard?
I would prefer him without a beard.
Oh.
Yeah. I just don't like hairy guys. I don't know what to say.
All right.
Think about it. Have you ever kissed a guy with a beard? It's not great.
Every one of my friends has a beard. I know. Beards
are... Have you kissed them?
Yes. Beards
love
are...
How do you feel?
Straight dude makeup that you have on in the morning.
Yeah. Show it me is, your real self.
That is their real Brian. Self.
Is picking your nose emo?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Who else for is sure. Pick?
When you have nose rings, listen, a lot goes on in there. Start to mess with the ecosystem.
And our nostrils are the size of our fingers.
True.
That dude is spitting.
Honestly, he's literally, he's like your one stoner friend that you kind of like just ignore until you're like, oh shit.
Until he just cooks.
Oh shit.
Dude.
He cooked his brain Jake enough cooked. Right now and we're just letting him
Jake.
Go.
Jake cooking.
I don't know any emo music except for I Chime In with the Have You People Ever Heard Of.
That's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Closing a goddamn door, no.
Oh, my favorite Fall Out Boy song. Ooh, wait, Grand Theft Autumn.
Where is your boy tonight? I hope he is a gentleman.
I mean, anything off Take This to Your Grave being like, oh, you should check out this Fall Out Boy record, Take This to Your Grave, is actually pretty good for the normies. So, man, I'll give him that.
And, yeah, and recommending one of the more popular ones, too. You're not going straight to, like, Grenade Jumper.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a good one.
All it takes to agree.
I've had no mustache in, like, a long-ass time.
Yes.
And I can feel my nose when I'm breathing on my lip, on my top lip. Mm. Feels weird. You know when you... Have you ever grown out your beard?
No.
No?
I've just... It's been, like, when I forget to shave, but I keep it clean because I have this, You can see it. It's very bald right here. And it makes
you
it
look, have a bald spot?
Yeah, so when the hair goes in, it starts to look like I have a double chin. It's just like...
Just let them dry.
Which I don't care, but it just... I just... It's... It just feels so...
Damn. I think this looks actually pretty great. Should we add tattoos to you? That's like the last thing I think we could really do.
Yeah, if we do the neck, you down for that?
Straight to the neck. Like,
you gotta wash off everything else anyways.
That's what you think. This is my fucking look forever.
Just never shower again. It's a super emo.
She says she's no good. Oh, I know this song.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I can't play
these. Don't match this thing.
You're gonna get copyright.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna get DMCA. Fall Out Boy is generally a good like band that I'm surprised that they took this long to bring up, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be like, My
I
Chem?
Wouldn't go for Pierce the Veil and Sleeping with Sirens. I'd go for Panic, Fall Out Boy, I mean, My Chem, Paramore.
That's I think like because easy. Even Paramore, I'm like...
Paramore are a radio band, though, now. Same
they
thing
are,
with
but that's
Boy.
The thing. It's like the older stuff is like, if you're going that route, you might as well just go straight to Fall Out Boy and be like, just listen to this and this and this. And yeah. Like... If they know Paramore now, they were like, oh, yeah, I like this newer Paramore song. I'm not going to go back to All We Know Is Falling.
Bad vibes if you don't.
Chill out. But they know Misery Business or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
But I think if you're like, listen to a bunch of these from this band, Fall Out Boy would be a good one for most normies to get into, too. And shout out to Frogan in the chat being like, play it. Frogan, who is
the DMCA.
Frogan, who is a huge music fan, so I'm sure she's giving great recs in this chat that I didn't watch.
That's it.
That hat is ridiculous.
No, that's serving.
He's definitely serving.
I actually found, I have a hat that's like that, that one of my friends gave me, and it's a black and gray striped one with the Misfits logo on it. And I was like, oh shit, like how do I bring this
that's
back?
Fucking Hot Topic. The Pageboy hat, the Pat Stump like newsboy hat is never coming back.
Dude, emo people, yeah, this is just music, bro. I thought this was going to explain.
This is just music, bro.
It's just music, man.
Trying to introduce your friend to your entire life. This is just music, man.
Have you ever had a nose ring
Rites
before?
Rites of Spring release.
Oh, that's my friend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, he's one of my friends. Oh, wow. Well, shout out Mike.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll fall anywhere with you. I'm by your side.
Why don't you try it on the wig?
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
No,
all
there
right.
We go. All
so they
right,
showed
this
him stickly. That's good. I mean, very specific, but good.
I mean, it's a part of it.
The look is there. The crabcore is there. If they explain crabcore to him. God, I wish they brought more about the music in this, not just the image, but I understand like the most people are just going to be like, what the
image,
fuck? They
yeah.
turned him into this. But I'm like, yeah, talk about the music, guys. Give give these little bands like Attack shout outs.
That's honestly giving me more OG emo.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's giving more like Bright Eyes.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
Yo.
Holy shit. You look hot. Holy shit. This looks pretty real.
I should have done this.
Holy shit, dude. No, this is it.
This actually works. Holy shit. Better than
I
thought.
We take the photo in that.
Oh my god.
Bro, why does this look so real? What the fuck?
It does.
Am I crazy? This looks pretty.
Yeah.
Well, give him a 180.
A what?
Like a
spin.
Wow.
Oh, a 180.
Wow.
If I went to you on it like this, no one would think I'm a poser. No. People would be like, yeah, this is a real guy.
You look legit.
This is a real guy.
Like, truly. You look more emo than what people think I am.
FaceTime March? Here, I'm going to FaceTime.
You got to do the reveal.
Yeah, shout out to March, who I met in Vegas too, who I asked about emo night, and that's how we connected about that. And March is definitely emo. And Hassan makes fun of him all the time for being emo.
Bully.
The most emo guy I know. He's my producer for my podcast.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
What do we think, March? Are you drinking right now?
Yeah, shout out March.
Are you drinking alcoholic beverages right now at fucking 4:50?
It's 10 minutes till 5. Calm down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's insane. Dude,
you did a great job.
Woo! Yay!
Let's go.
Thanks for not inviting me.
So,
cute.
If he thinks he approves.
That's good.
If he approves, then this emo is shit.
I know what I'm doing.
Ready. Thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This was wonderful. Where can people find you guys?
Oh.
JakeWeber9 everywhere. Never leave before out of line.
Okay, so not a lot about music, unfortunately. Yeah. Mostly about the image and all that. But I mean, I like talking about that too, because it definitely is part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's ironic the way that we're both dressed right now, talking about that emo fashion.
Listen, I'm wearing a fucking beer t-shirt right now.
And don't worry, I got Chicago local psych rock.
Yeah.
On mine. Don't worry.
I appreciate Hassan doing that and. I worry about some of this stuff sometimes where I go, you're not really getting to the full impact of emo. You're really just talking about like, oh, you wear eyeliner and black and that's it. And I think they did a good enough job of like kind of talking about not only the aesthetics, but also the music and like where a lot of this stuff kind of comes from. So good on them. That was interesting. That was cool. I like that they did that. It's mostly for the fans of Hassan. So if you're not, I'm sorry, but that is what it is. Thank you for checking out this video. If you're an emo fan and you want more emo stuff, we're doing album reviews. We're doing discussions about bands. We talk a lot about music over here. Maybe we'll have to make ourselves look more emo for everything from here going forward. We will if you subscribe. So hit the subscribe button down below and follow us for more, because we talk about emo all the time. All we do.
It's our entire personalities. We're annoying to everybody else.
Even though I have a beard, we talk about emo.
I know. He's on thin ice, though.
I'm not shaving. Shout out to Hassan. Shout out to March. Shout out to Johnny and Jake. Go follow everybody. And yeah, see you next time. Thank you for checking out this episode of the Emo Social Club podcast. If you enjoyed it, your podcast app of choice probably has a place where you can rate and review. 5 stars would be appreciated.
Only 5 stars. We will take nothing less.
Nothing less. A comment if you can, but a 5-star review is fine. We'll take it if you're giving them away.
Yeah, we're easy to please. It's the Mario effect. You grab the stars.
You put the stars in the world, and we grab the stars, and we one up.
And then we run away.
Let's go. That was my Chris Pratt impression. Anyway, we will be back next week with another episode. You will, if you're looking on the YouTube, you may not see it on our normal channel. We have started a separate channel for the podcast interview videos, because they are longer than a lot of our other content, and it's a little bit more of a conversation with other people. And for the YouTube algorithm, we think that it might be better for discoverability and for our growth if those interviews are on their own separate channel. So you can find that at Emo Social Club Podcast on there, not just Emo Social Club. So it's pretty simple. It's also linked in all of our stuff, so you can find that specific channel. All of our interviews going forward will be over there, posted every other week. So starting with next week and every other week going from there, you will find our interviews on that channel. But everything else is on the main one. Everything else where you found the Hassan edit and where you found all of our album reviews and all the other stuff we're doing, it all stays in the same one because the algorithm likes those apparently because they're a little bit more the same length and yeah.
And controversial with our takes.
Yeah, we're a lot less controversial when we're talking to somebody about their music. So
yeah,
I think it doesn't do that. But yeah, hopefully the YouTube algorithm treats us nicely. And if you can go over to that channel and subscribe, if you like the interviews, please do. But yeah, until then, from all of us here at the Emo Social Club, I am Brian.
And I'm Lizzie.
We'll see you later. Bye. See you next week. Bye. The podcast is in the same place. The YouTube channel is the only thing that changes. Anybody who's confused about that.